In his story about Jesus, John mentions seven miracles or signs Jesus did to prove he came from God. We heard about five of these signs in yesterday's episode, but two of the most incredible miracles are still to come. Not everyone was happy about this display of power, though. Some of the Jewish leaders see Jesus as a threat, and they'll do anything to stop him.
After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He stayed away from Judea on purpose. He knew that the Jews there were waiting to kill him. The Jewish Feast of Booths was near. Jesus did nothing until halfway through the feast. Then he went up to the temple courtyard and began to teach. The Jews were amazed. They asked, "How did this man learn so much without studying?" Jesus answered, "What I teach is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me." It was the last and most important day of the feast. Jesus stood up and spoke in a loud voice. He said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Does anyone believe in me? Then, just as Scripture says, streams of living water will flow from inside the one who believes." When some of the people heard his words, they said, "This man must be the prophet we've been expecting." Others said, "He is the Christ." Still others asked, "How can the Christ come from Galilee? Doesn't Scripture say that the Christ will come from David's family? Doesn't it say that he will come from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" So the people did not agree about who Jesus was. Jesus spoke to the people again. He said, "I am the light of the world. Those who follow me will never walk in darkness. They will have the light that leads to life." As Jesus went along, he saw a blind man. He had been blind since he was born. Jesus' disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned? Was this man born blind because he sinned, or did his parents sin?" "It isn't because this man sinned," said Jesus. "It isn't because his parents sinned. This happened so that God's work could be shown in his life. While it is still day, we must do the work of the one who sent me. Night is coming. Then no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After he said this, he spit on the ground. He made some mud with the spit. Then he put the mud on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." So the man went and washed, and he came home able to see. Then came the Feast of Hanukkah at Jerusalem. It was winter. Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's porch. The Jews gathered around him. They said, "How long will you keep us waiting? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The kinds of things I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe, because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never die. No one can steal them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than anyone. No one can steal them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Again, the Jews picked up stones to kill him. Again, they tried to arrest him, but he escaped from them. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan River. A man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village where Mary and her sister Martha lived. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. "Lord," they told him, "the one you love is sick." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, but after he heard Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short time ago the Jews tried to kill you with stones. Are you still going back there?" "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep," he said, "but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he is sleeping, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking about the death of Lazarus, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your benefit, I am glad I was not there. Now you will believe, but let us go to him." Then Thomas, who was called Didymus, spoke to the rest of the disciples. "Let us go also," he said,
Then we can die with him."
When Jesus arrived, he found out that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed home.
"Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "I wish you had been here. Then my brother would not have died, but I know that even now God will give you anything you ask for."
Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again. This will happen at the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live, even if they die, and those who live and believe in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
"Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. I believe that you are the one who was supposed to come into the world."
After she said this, she went back home. She called her sister Mary to one side to talk to her. "The teacher is here," Martha said. "He is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Some Jews had been comforting Mary in the house. They noticed how quickly she got up and went out, so they followed her. They thought she was going to the tomb to cry there. Mary reached the place where Jesus was. When she saw him, she fell at his feet. She said, "Lord, I wish you had been here. Then my brother would not have died."
Jesus saw her crying. He saw that the Jews who had come along with her were crying also. His spirit became very sad, and he was troubled.
"Where have you put him?" he asked.
"Come and see, Lord," they replied.
Jesus sobbed.
Then the Jews said, "See how much he loved him?"
But some of them said, "He opened the eyes of the blind man. Couldn't he have kept this man from dying?"
Once more, Jesus felt very sad. He came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone in front of the entrance.
"Take away the stone," he said.
"But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad smell. Lazarus has been in the tomb for 4 days."
Then Jesus said, "Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see God's glory?"
So they took away the stone.
Then Jesus looked up. He said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here. I said it so they will believe that you sent me."
Then Jesus called in a loud voice. He said, "Lazarus, come out."
The dead man came out. His hands and feet were wrapped with the strips of linen. A cloth was around his face.
Jesus said to them, "Take off the clothes he was buried in and let him go."
Many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary saw what Jesus did, so they put their faith in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees. They told the Pharisees what Jesus had done. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the Sanhedrin.
"What can we do?" they asked. "This man is doing many miraculous signs. If we let him keep on doing this, everyone will believe in him. Then the Romans will come. They will take away our temple and our nation."
From that day on, the Jewish rulers planned to kill him. Jesus no longer moved around openly among the Jews. Instead, he went away to an area near the desert. It was almost time for the Jewish Passover feast. Many people went up from the country to Jerusalem. They kept looking for Jesus as they stood in the temple area. They asked one another, "Isn't he coming to the feast at all?" But the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders. They commanded anyone who found out where Jesus was staying to report it. Then they could arrest him. It was 6 days before the Passover feast. Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived. Lazarus was the one Jesus had raised from the dead. A dinner was given at Bethany to honor Jesus. Martha served the food. Lazarus was among those at the table with Jesus. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard. It was an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the sweet smell of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot didn't like what Mary did. He was one of Jesus' disciples. Later, he was going to hand Jesus over to his enemies. Judas said, "Why wasn't this perfume sold?
Why wasn't the money given to poor people? It was worth a year's pay. He didn't say this because he cared about the poor. He said it because he was a thief. Judas was in charge of the money bag. He used to help himself to what was in it. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "The perfume was meant for the day I am buried. You will always have the poor among you, but you won't always have me." The next day, the large crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. So they took branches from palm trees and went out to meet him. They shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." A crowd had been with Jesus when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead. So they continued to tell everyone about what had happened. Many people went out to meet him. They had heard that he had done this miraculous sign. Jesus had done all these miraculous signs in front of them, but they still would not believe in him. At the same time that Jesus did those miracles, many of the leaders believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not admit they believed. They were afraid they would be thrown out of the synagogue. They loved praise from people more than praise from God.